So, Rudy Giuliani has been endorsed by Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson, God-fearing, Bible-thumping, health-shake hawking, Hugo Chavez-threatening, homosexuality as proximate
cause down there, buddy.
For extreme meteorological events, Pat Robertson endorsed Rudy Giuliani, dress-wearing, abortion-backing, cousin-marrying, cousin-divorcing, remarrying, redivorcing, moving in with a gay couple, non-church-going Rudy Giuliani. Do you get it? Because I just figured it out.
Yeah.
The writers are on strike. Real life has to come up with sitcoms on its own. It's The Odd Couple 08, or maybe The Lion Half Laid Down with the Lamb. Joining me now is David Kirkpatrick, New York Times correspondent. He wrote about the role of evangelicals in the race to the White House for the New York Times Magazine. How are you, David?
Fine. How are you?
I'm well. Let's take both parts of this equation. What's in it for Pat Robertson?
You know, only Pat Robertson knows because he limited himself to his remarks at the press conference and didn't really get into it. But if you read between the lines, he is involved in a conversation with some of his fellow Christian conservative leaders. They have recently a number of them got together in Salt Lake City and put out a statement that if the Republican Party nominates a candidate who, like Mayor Giuliani, is pro-choice, who supports abortion rights, They will basically tell their folks to stay home. They'll bolt the party.
I can tell you have your fan club there. Your child is up in arms about this.
Well, yeah, my child is a devout fan of the 700 Club. Very serious.
He just likes leg presses.
I'm in solo childcare for a moment.
No, that's okay.
Completely understand.
You cover the beat. You have to live family values. Please continue.
That's precisely the case. So anyway. Reverend Robertson is sort of between the lines involved in a conversation with those other Christian conservative leaders who have said, you know, if you, Republican Party, nominate someone who supports abortion rights, that's such a violation of our principles that we're gonna stay home, even if it means the Democrats take the White House.
Mm-hmm. Did you get the sense that they meant it? Or, I mean, it's a tactical thing to say, we'll just take our ball and go home. But were they serious about it, the ones who are making this noise?
Well, yes, it's a tactical thing to say. I mean, especially since Giuliani's shtick is, I'm the most electable candidate. So if they can damage that, they can really stop him before he gets off the ground. And I think that's what they're thinking. But also, you know, this is a question of principle. I mean, I think a lot of them care deeply about the things that they care about. And so the reason they're engaged in public policy isn't so that they can help the Republicans win. It's so that they can do something about the issues they care about. And so at a certain point, if their involvement in politics means they're doing their best to help elect a mayor who stands for everything they abhor, well, then what's going on here? So it's not totally cynical of them to say that they don't want to be a part of this nomination.
Right. If there's one community that's not going to be a lesser of two evils type of community, it might be the evangelical Christians. Let's talk about the Giuliani side of the equation. The conventional wisdom is that this will help Rudy Giuliani in the primary because you've got to get at least some evangelical support if you're going to win the votes of Republicans, but that it'll hurt him in the general election because he's seen as a moderate. I have a little theory, I think you alluded to it, that it could hurt him in the primary also because one of the things that he always argues in the primary is that I will have the best appeal as a moderate crossover candidate in the general. Do you think that that could come into play?
That's right. Excuse me. Sorry, my little associate here. There's a little bit of a. I mean, the one way that what Robertson has done might possibly help Giuliani is by boosting his. I mean, the Republican. Let me back up a second.
Yeah.
The Republican conversation right now in the Republican primary, a lot of it is about who best can defeat the Democrat. A lot of Republican strategists and I think Republican primary voters are really thinking strategically, like who's, you know, it's not just who do we like, but who can win in that other general election race. And so this Robertson endorsement helps Giuliani to the extent that it undercuts the thesis that all those evangelicals are going to stay home if he's the nominee. You know, how it'll play out in the general, I don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody is going to necessarily hold it against Rudy that he has accepted an endorsement from Pat Robertson. I mean, Pat Robertson he went out of his way to say, He went out of his way to say that Giuliani has not made any promises to him about overturning Roe v. Wade or anything like that.
Were your child's first words Reverend Benny Hinn?
Do you need to go on a hug patrol for a minute? Are you all right?
I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's no problem. Real life.
Yeah.
Anyway,
where were we?
This is where we were. I wanted to ask you about, you know, I know Pat Robertson is the most, he's probably the best known evangelical minister, especially now that Jerry Falwell's gone to meet his maker. But I always hear that his influence is overstated by perhaps the media because he sometimes makes outlandish comments and people like to talk about it. Just put into perspective, how influential is he really?
Yeah, not very. I mean, his, you know, 20 years ago, he came in second in the Iowa caucuses in the Republican primary. And that was probably the apex of his influence. He does say a lot of things that that strike people as crazy. He does say a lot of things that strike people as crazy, and that undercuts some of his appeal. I mean, the main thing, it's not like anyone is going to say, well, if Pat's for him, I'm with him too. But he does still control the Christian Broadcasting Network, which has about 900,000 viewers a day. And over a long period of time, it's already been relatively supportive of Mayor Giuliani. So, he gets a chance to go on and talk about his appreciation for Jesus and faith and religion, and that's helpful to him in terms of reaching out to those voters.
David, at this point, I have to weigh the interests of a few thousand Bryant Park listeners with one screaming boy, and I've decided to let you go to him. Okay?
My apologies.
You got it. David Kirkpatrick, New York Times correspondent. Thanks a lot, David.
So the New York City Marathon was last Sunday, and a lot of people out there were running for charities. 1,200 of them were raising money for a program called Mighty Miler, sponsored by the New York Roadrunners Foundation.
It's a running program for middle schoolers where they have to run a mile every day until they complete a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles. Our intrepid video producer, Wynn Rosenfeld, and our newscaster, Rachel Martin, found out about this program and wanted to go check it out. They met a pretty amazing guy when they were out reporting this story. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, guys. We did meet this amazing guy. I mean, we had heard about this program. The New York Roadrunners Foundation supports this program, encouraging kids to get up off the couch, put down the remote control, and go run. And they give schools incentive programs and give kids some prizes, you know, little stuff like water bottles and medals. When the kids complete essentially an entire marathon, 26.2 miles, by doing one mile a day, slowly but surely. And when we went to go visit one of the schools involved in the program, PS102 in East Harlem, we met one of the coaches behind the Mighty Milers program. His name is Steve Sloan. And this guy was like something out of the past, as this hardcore PE teacher who is just like all about tough love. I mean, this guy was intimidating.
He teaches there in PS102?
He teaches there at PS102. And he's been there for like 20 years, and he was just this amazing, amazing character.
Okay, so we want you to stick around because we want to find out a little bit more about him and maybe hear from him and hear a couple more of your stories. So everybody stick with us. We're the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.